Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland, so thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is saying Requiescat in Parche, Tom Stoppard. So a great voice has fallen silent. The celebrated Czech-British playwright has been summoned to the great big studio in the sky at the age of 88. So Sir Tom Stoppard, originally Tomáš Strausler, was born in Czechia to secular Jewish parents. Were middle class, but when the Third Reich annexed Czechia, his family left the country, and they shifted to Singapore initially. Later, he and his mother and brother went to India, still under Britannic governance at the time. His father opted to remain in Singapore because it was about to be attacked by the Japanese, saying that the people really needed medical services. He never saw his father again, who died. Turns out when the ship he was on, evacuating from Singapore, was sunk by the Nipponese. Anyway, Mr. Stoppard, as he was, he took the name Tom, went to a British school in India, but with Indian pupils as well as whites, which is unusual at the time. Schools were usually racially segregated. And became completely Britannicized. His mother married a British officer, Major Stoppard. They moved to the United Kingdom. He'd never been there until the age of 8, became a British citizen and spent the rest of his life. I don't know if he spoke the Czech language in the end, but that was him. He didn't even do that well at school. Went to a succession of boarding schools. I've even been to one of them, Pocklington School, bizarrely, for a hockey match that he went to. The only famous person who went there was William Wilberforce. So he left school without any qualifications and became a journalist, which you could do in those days. So at least he did a job he always enjoyed and began reviewing plays and so on. So his oeuvre was often very cerebral. Was he too much of a show-off about his knowledge? People say he was a polymath. Perhaps his plays were too clever by half. I think I've only seen one of them, Arcadia, if I got it, which is came out in 1993. It's put on at school only about 3 or 4 years after it was first staged, some sort of upper middle class, almost drawing room drama. But often we don't really know what's going on, though these plays, they're not, how to put it, they're not absurdist or something like that. It's a rather confusing, it's sort of questioning what reality is. And the one that made his name was Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, taking two bit parts from Hamlet by Shakespeare and making them the mainstay of the play. And to my shame, I've never seen Hamlet or even read it, nor in this Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. Rosencrantz meaning rose wreath, and Guildenstern, well, the Stern is a star. I'm not sure. It's a golden star. It's Germanic, obviously, because Hamlet's set in Denmark. I don't know if it's similar in Danish. Okay. But he also did some screenplays, Empire of the Sun, based on, is it J.G. Ballard's experiences as an internee in Japanese-occupied China, The Russian House, a sort of Cold War thriller, Billy Bathgate, a sort of gangster film set in the 30s, Shakespeare in Love, which is an absolute smash hit, and so on. Enigma about, code-breaking and so on. Anna Karenina, based on the classic Tolstoy novel from the 19th century and so forth. So he was loaded with honours, Laurence Olivier Awards, as in after the famous West End actor and Hollywood actor, Tony Awards. His work was widely appreciated in the United States as well as the United Kingdom. Leopoldstadt was the finest one he wrote about the Viennese Jewish community before the Holocaust. There's not much one of so since. So, that was it. He was almost apolitical. He said he was somewhat conservative, not necessarily in the political sense. So a heterosexual, had children, and, was sort of well-regarded. I mean, it's a very bitchy world, theatre and writing generally, and nobody seemed to have a nasty word to say about him. So I suppose he succeeded in many ways. Tom Stoppard didn't get involved in difficult issues very much. He was behind Charter 77 for like freedom in Czechoslovakia, then under communist rule. And he supported Amnesty International and so forth. He disliked censorship. He pointed out that psychiatry was abused as a weapon of political oppression in the Soviet Union, and it is in the Russian Federation today, but on Iraq, on the environment, on homosexuality, on things like transgenderism, he didn't speak out. So did he bear his erudition too heavily precisely because he had no tertiary education? That's him. He's probably the major playwright of the late 20th century in the United Kingdom. I used to get him mixed up with Harold Pinter, who was considerably older and more forthright in his left-wing opinions. Now, Sir Tom Stoppard, despite being Jewish, as far as I know, wasn't Zionist or indeed anti-Zionist. That passed him by. I don't even know if he ever even visited Israel. But he did go back to the city country where he was born, to the Czech Republic, sometimes. So, wow, that hits him. How I wish I could have met him. So he was interviewed on television an awful lot. Artist Descending a Staircase, for example. He wrote for the radio. He published only just one novel, and that was him, someone with an urge to write, who always said he found the writing process very difficult, but crafted witty dialogue, had multi-dimensional, well-fleshed-out characters. Well, he'll be sorely missed.